T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk, live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Christian Garrick here hanging out, getting ready for our Fantasy Frenzy. Phone lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm going to take an L. I'm pretty certain I'm taking another L this weekend with four players on a bye week. Didn't necessarily draft too well when it comes to scheduling that. Time now for Fantasy Football and Fantasy Frenzy. The update is brought to you by Oakland Heart, the official jeweler of the Houdat Nation. We welcome in now Kevin Payne, senior writer at RotoWire.com. He's an expert at RotoWire.com for 2 decades in the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. And Kevin, I was just talking about, I got four guys on a bye week this week. Could have navigated the draft better with that.
I don't worry about bye weeks because at the beginning of the season, what if one of those guys had gotten hurt or something? What if you had made a trade? So I don't worry about when you're drafting. Don't worry about when the player's bye week is. It can obviously be problematic, but worry about that when you get to that week.
Aaron Rodgers, my QB1. I picked up Derek Carr with Rodgers on the bye week. Smart? No?
Yeah, very smart. The Bengals they look like a team that's given up. They actually would be ranked by a lot of coaches as probably the worst team in the league. I mean, we've seen the Dolphins win the last 2 weeks. The Washington Redskins, believe it or not, are favored at home this weekend against the Jets. So it's a great home matchup, and you got to give John Gruden credit. They're a half game out of first place, 5-4. They might have an outside shot at a playoff game, and Carr's played fantastic. He's got one of the better completion percentages in the league. So I like that pickup.
You know who's really done it for me is Dalvin Cook Derrick Henry. That's been the stud for me.
Yeah, and those are kind of the guys that you could get. Dalvin Cook, like second round. Henry a little bit later, even third and fourth round. But those were the guys that, think about if you had taken David Johnson early. Think about if you had taken even Kamara early. And instead, you went ahead and maybe you got a good wide receiver early in the first round and then got those two guys. They've both been very steady and very consistent, huge pieces in their respective offenses. So I have a feeling that those two guys, Dalvin Cook in particular, as good as he's been, are going to be on a lot of championship teams.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's on a bye. Devontae Adams on a bye. This is my bench, basically. And Aaron Rodgers on bye weeks, along with DK Metcalf, who is not in my starting lineup. He was at times, but he's not my regular starter. So I've got Terry McLaurin as my flex guy, my wide receiver flex. Eric Ebron at tight end. Ronald Jones at running back. The only choice I have, Delvin Cook, and then Calvin Ridley, along with Amari Cooper and Derek Carr.
Yeah, that's not bad. And you never know. Did you check out? Always look and see who you're playing, too, because you might be just fine if the other team's got players on by as well.
I'm a little concerned about Ronald Jones going up against the Saints defense that's been really good against the run. They weren't last week against the Atlanta Falcons, but over the course of the season, they've been really good. And I'm thinking about switching Austin Eckler in there for Ronald Jones. Is that a bad idea?
No, I don't think so. I think that's actually a very good idea just because Kansas City is one of the top teams as far as giving up points to opposing running backs. I would expect both Eckler and Melvin Gordon to have big weeks this week. And don't forget, that game's being played Monday night in Mexico City. So that's something interesting to keep an eye on. But the Kansas City Chiefs have been terrible against running backs. I have no problem if that's the way you want to go. Although I got to say, Ronald Jones's arrow is pointing up. He's now considered the quote-unquote starter. He's getting plenty of touches. And Bruce Arians even said this week that they're going to let him run some more patterns to try to get him the ball through the passing game. But I do like the matchup a little bit better for Eckler than Ronald Jones this week.
I'm hoping Amari Cooper, he's banged up. I'm hoping he plays. Do you think he does, or should I err on the side of caution and wait till Sunday and kind of make a decision? But I don't have any other receivers. They're all on byes.
Yeah, so I would go out and take your chances and keep your fingers crossed. There's a little bit a sense of urgency in Dallas, I think, after last week's loss. So I think Cooper, if he can play at all, should be out there. I don't mind the matchup with Detroit. That should be a pretty decent matchup for Cooper. And he's just made a huge difference since he came over a year ago in that trade and really helped Dak Prescott in that passing game for the Cowboys. So I would go ahead and wait. He's got too much upside. You don't want to go ahead and make a move too soon. But if you have to, go ahead and do that if he ends up not playing on Sunday.
What are the matchups you really, really –
Yeah, so if you take a look, actually, we talked about it earlier, love Oakland at home, love San Francisco at home. I think this is going to be a good week for Jimmy G. The Cardinals give up tons of fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. Keep in mind, if he's out there, Deebo Samuel should be a hot target this week with all the injuries that, you know, Sanders is out, Kittle might be out again. So I really like that. The Baltimore Ravens should continue to roll at home. They get Houston and Houston's coming off the bye, but, I mean, Baltimore right now has a strong argument as being the top team in the league. Nobody's been able to figure out Lamar Jackson, so I think you got to like that as well. And then maybe we'll see some fireworks in the game you guys will be watching, New Orleans and Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston, you know, tries to thread in some bad passes, but he's got two great wide receivers in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. They can move the football. They can put up points. So all those games should be high-scoring and the type of games that I would take a look at.
What are the matchups that you would absolutely stay away from, Kevin?
A few of them. Devontae Parker. So Preston Williams is on IR. Devontae Parker's looked a little bit better, should get a ton of targets, but he's going up against Tre'Davious White. So you got to be a little bit concerned there. The other guy that I would take a look at and consider benching is the Chicago Bears' Allen Robinson. Probably going up against Jalen Ramsey. That is not a good matchup for him. So you got to be a little bit concerned about both those guys. I don't see too many other guys that I'm worried about the matchups they're going to be in. Maybe some of these guys with the Arizona Cardinals. Christian Kirk had a monster game last week, carried a lot of teams. But going up against San Francisco, they've got a few injuries, and it's a short week. They played a long game. But I pumped the brakes a little bit with Christian Kirk this week as well.
Kevin, what's the as you go down the stretch here and get ready for the playoffs, what's the biggest mistake that some fantasy owners that are new to it or even veterans of it? What's the biggest mistake they make?
I think they tend to be too rigid in their ways. You got to remember that this league is very fluid. I had a lot of questions today. People asked me if they should play Juju Smith-Schuster. Now watch him go have a big game. But I told a lot of people to bench him. He just hasn't clicked with Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph really has been captain checkdown. And we're going to see guys who are going to emerge over these last few weeks during the fantasy playoffs. Jamal Charles did it as a rookie. Jerome Harrison did it 1 year for the Browns, who are going to make an immediate impact. And you can find these guys. They're probably sitting on your waiver wire right now. It's just identifying the right one. I mean, maybe it's Brian Hill of the Atlanta Falcons. Don't be afraid to go ahead and bench the established name for a new player who's in a better role and might end up going ahead and outperforming the guy who's gotten you to the fantasy playoffs.
Kevin, you know, the Steelers' defense might not be a bad one to stream. Since acquiring Minka Fitzpatrick, they're number two in the NFL in sacks and turnovers.
I'm trying to remember in recent history a player who's made as big of a difference on the defensive side of the ball that was traded in season than Minka Fitzpatrick. He has been absolutely fantastic, making plays, turnovers, finding the end zone. Unbelievable. Yeah, I don't mind Pittsburgh whatsoever. They really looked like they were heading in the wrong direction, but these last few weeks they've looked absolutely fantastic.
Getting our fantasy frenzy here with Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com, an expert at rotowire.com for two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. Alvin Kamara, did he look healthy to you of what you saw against the Falcons?
I don't think so. And I wonder if this is going to be one of those situations where he has surgery in the off season and we find out afterwards that he's not even close to 100%. I think David Johnson's another guy that's not really passing the eye test as far as being completely healthy and somehow got taken off the injury report. It was either yesterday or today. So I got to think that something's not completely right with Kamara. But as I said, we may not find that out till the end of the season, but it'll be telling this week. Maybe they'll go ahead and lean on them a little bit more. This is going to be a decent game to take advantage of. Although Tampa Bay this year, good news for Drew Brees' owners. Tampa Bay, you beat them through the air, not really on the ground. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, what Kamara does going forward.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that is because, you know, obviously he's a hot commodity when it comes to fantasy owners, and he played last week. I just didn't see the burst. And look, it might take a week or two of playing before that burst returns when you're talking about from an ankle sprain. I don't know that it's going to necessarily require surgery this offseason, but what I'm trying to get to is that if you're a fantasy owner of Alvin Kamara, yeah, you might be a little frustrated, but I think it's coming. It's on its way back. In other words, that burst and his production.
Yeah, you got to think as the week goes on, as long as he doesn't re-aggravate it, it's going to get stronger. The only tricky thing about ankles and sprains is once you sprain it, you're more likely to sprain it in the future. But, yeah, I think that it'll be telling this week to see how many touches. But, again, it's going to be a tough matchup for the run game going up against Tampa Bay because they have been very solid against the run.
Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine. Thanks for the time, man.
Okay, talk to you guys next week. Thanks, Christian.
All right, that wraps up our Fantasy Frenzy, brought to you by Oakland Heart, the official jeweler of the Houdat Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.